The Texas Organizing Project has delivered 25,000 online petitions to judges in Bexar County calling for bail reform. A little more than 10% of the signatures were from Bexar County residents, and about half were from Texas, and the rest from other states. Laquita Garcia, a campaign manager with TOP, admits the signatures are largely symbolic, but their message should be clear.
These judges are sitting judges because of the votes that they received during the election season. So therefore, if they can't work with the community and work on the issues that the community face each and every day, then maybe they shouldn't be in those positions.
Only the Texas legislature can completely reform the bail system statewide, but judges can have some leeway. As of this week, there are about 160 people in the Bexar County Jail awaiting court appearances and unable to pay bond or bail. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says his office compiles that weekly list of misdemeanor cases where bond is less than $2,500.
So in theory, these people could get out for $250 or less, working on the 10% principle.
Judge Carlo Key in Bexar County Court at Law No. 14 says in some cases, people on that list can get a possible personal recognizance, or PR bond, where they agree to release terms like appearing for court but pay nothing.
Last week, I took that list and I gave it to every single judge and I said, please review the list. Look over it, and if you can find anyone that you can PR that we miss, do it.
Bexar County District Attorney Joe Gonzalez said in a statement that in the coming weeks, his prosecutors will ask magistrate judges to consider PR bonds. If someone has been in jail for more than 48 hours, he'll ask for a second review of their case to see if a PR bond is still possible. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.